Tom Farkas represents the group Citizens Against the Wall. In the past year, the group has challenged UDOT's decision to build the noise wall. He says his group has proven UDOT's noise calculations are incorrect. Balloting property owners is required before a wall can be built on federal highways. CATW claims UDOT didn't ballot the right property owners based on their own internal criteria. Regardless of CATW's findings of fault, UDOT is proceeding with the noise abatement project. Farkas says UDOT's repaving project scheduled for this year on I-80 could provide more effective noise mitigation than a wall if high-density road base was used. CATW has asked UDOT to consider using this road base, which would provide the required noise abatement to the affected homes along the corridor.
But there are some high-density asphalts that are available that can reduce noise levels up to 8 decibels, and that's actually more than the wall would achieve. When we talked to UDOT, they told us that they would use the best asphalt that is available. But if they use the best available, I'm assuming that that might produce a noise level reduction of about 4 decibels.
Farkas says there may be a handful of homes still affected with a small decibel level increase, in which case a shorter wall could be installed.
Paving alone would pretty much eliminate the problem and provide as much noise reduction as the wall for all the people living on Saddleback. The people in the Silver Spur area are obviously the closest to the highway and have the highest impact, but they could probably receive a significant amount of reduction from the paving.
Hillary Ryder from Redhead Marketing PR issued a press release on Monday. It states UDOT is non-compliant with its own policies for a proposed noise wall on I-80 in Summit County.
Concerns, no acknowledgement of whether or not he believes UDOT violated any of its policies in arriving at this decision during the process. I just thought it was interesting that, you know, he's talking about 27 people who were balloted. Well, there's hundreds, if not a couple of thousand people who live in the vicinity who are impacted by it, not to mention just the overall adverse impression it might make for people who are, you know, traveling through the area.
She believes her message will help educate more people about the real noise impacts and the effect a 3,200-foot-long, 18-foot-high wall would have on the view corridors.
Also serve to better educate both the people who were being balloted in the neighborhood, those 2 dozen or so individuals, and the greater community at large. The group Citizens Against the Wall feels like UDOT did not do an adequate job of portraying what the actual benefits in noise reduction will be, and that it's really barely perceptible to the human ear, whereas wall will be a visible mark on the community for those who are entering and leaving Summit County. It violates the open space culture that we take so much pride in our area as well.
Farkas says his group is making no progress with UDOT by following the public process.
No response from UDOT on our grammar request. They basically cut us off from any direct communication that we were having after we kept pursuing the idea that they were wrong. We've gone to our state legislators, and they say, well, one thing that can be done would be to request an inspector general audit. They said they might be willing to do that, but turns out there's probably about a 5-year backlog on those requests, so that wouldn't happen in a very timely fashion. We met with the governor's staff. He wasn't available, and they basically told us as we walked in the door that there's nothing they could do about what UDOT was doing.
Farkas plans to ask Summit County Council to contact the governor's office, requesting an independent investigation of UDOT's policy violations. Paul Edwards, Governor Herbert's deputy chief of staff, provided a statement that says, absent some showing of arbitrary and capricious decision-making by the state agencies, our protocol is to not interfere with their process. KPCW contacted UDOT for comment on this story, but has received no response. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.